Landing, are you Lucille? Lucille, Danny. Lucille, Danny. I couldn't get the t-shirt.
I'ma step all over this one, call it no hook. I just ran into an op, that boy was so shook. Pass bro to nine like Rondo, I did a no look. Cause I was watching out for one time. He just acting, he ain't been a war not one time. Say he trapping, he ain't never sold not one dime. Niggas lying in they captions and they punchlines. I'm cutthroat, you only gotta show me one sign. That you fake or you a snake and it's a rat. Just did the dash on the Jason, that's no bet. Get out my face if you a rat, can't get no debt. Ain't gonna never sell my pole, don't even ask. Can't get no strap for me.
Ah! Cause that's a cluck move that I... We had T, how we sound, T?
Good, we're rolling.
All right, bet, say no more. Fellas, what's going on, man?
Yo.
Everybody so, here?
Who was that on the intro?
That's my man, YRT Zebo. That's his new joint, No Hook. He just dropped the tape called Worth the Risk.
He was rolling on that job, man. Make sure you get my information.
We was just talking about that. That's what we going to base this show around, man.
Let's get it, fellas, man.
Fellas, what's up, man? Let's get into it.
Let's get it, baby. I'm riding direct, man.
Before we get into it, fellas, I'm going to ask y'all, how y'all feel? Y'all good?
Oh, I'm wonderful, man. Day out here, it's nice outside.
Yeah, you in the hood. We sound like we had a cookout.
Yeah, like listen, it wasn't even supposed to be a cookout. Niggas called me at 3 o'clock. It was like, yo, bro, bring the grill or in the corner. Pulled some Henny. It started from one bottle of Henny, and then we got 4 half gallons. So it's like, what's up?
Fuck it. We gonna get it.
Block. And I'm still on the block, recording on the podcast. What's up?
Yeah, we about to get to it. Hey, Martel, what's up with y'all, man?
Oh, yeah, my name Deuce, by the way, man. I'm just talking about...
Yeah, no, I got you. I'm gonna throw
my name Deuce, by the way, y'all.
I'm gonna throw the oop to you, dog. I'm gonna throw the oop to you.
Man. No, I ain't want people to go, who the fuck is this nigga? He just talking heavy.
No. T, how we sound? We sound good, T?
Yeah, I got everybody.
All right, cool.
Okay.
This episode 10, this go around, we want to basically pass the ball with our platform today. Like, we want to speak to all the up and coming creatives and the entrepreneurs or whatever that's out there. Dealing with this COVID-19, a lot of businesses got hit, but a lot of people don't speak on like the up and coming businesses and, you know, the people that were working on things and putting things together, you know, that had to deal with that too. And, you know, shout out to everybody that worked through it, was still able to, grow and, you know, not even just grow, just stay stable throughout it, man. And we're going to speak on some topics based around that.
The perfect time, man.
Yeah, I want to start off with Deuce. You know, Deuce, just introduce your name, your platform, what you do, and just get into how you started doing what you do.
Okay, what's up, everybody? My name is Deuce, man, Affiliated Films. If you follow me on Twitter, you know who I am. I got 94 different 100 pages because I got spammed 9,400 times. Girl done spam my page like 12 times, but you know, that's neither here nor there. Like, you know. But as far as the business goes, man, my brand and my business and my platform, I'm Affiliated Films, and I'm a serious business, man. Like, you go ahead and Google Affiliated. You got to spell Affiliated with the Philly way, like, you know, the Affiliated Films.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Spell it out the right way. Like, you know, you can look my shit up. I got several Google pages, like, so it ain't just me talking tonight. You can look it up, and if you want to come fuck me, some work, let's get it in. Like, I'm still out here working during the COVID-19, but this shit definitely, like, impacted my business, like,
right. So what you do? Like, I know it's more than just rap videos. Like, let them know your range. I do
pretty much anything multimedia wise. Like, if it's websites, if it's graphic design, if it's, you know, photos, videos, commercials, business situations. Like, if you want to promote your business, like, I got different people. Even if I can't do it, I'm never going to tell you I can't do it. I got somebody that's in my pocket, that's one of my business partners that can do it for you. I can always accommodate you with my services. So I'll never tell nobody that I'm just a cameraman or I'm just I don't even like people to call me cameraman when I go to do my shoots. Like, I correct people from the rip. Like, oh, listen, bro, my name is not cameraman.
Right.
I mean, Deuce, or like anything with some type of respect on it. Like,
so how you speak on how you got started with doing that?
All right, so honestly, bro, I was doing music. Like, I was doing music for a while, bro. Like, I was doing music since, yo, I'm doing a podcast right now. Hold on.
You're live from the block, though.
Yeah, I'm live from the block, nigga. Yeah. But, I was doing music for, like, 10, 11 years. Like, I started rapping, and I was like 13, 12. That was probably like 2012, 2013, around that time.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing music heavy, and my man, like, and I still get this nigga his credit to this day, and motherfuckers be like, motherfuckers overlook a lot of people. And I give everybody credit that do these videos in the city. I watch a lot of people shit, but my man, Doe, and Rick Nice,
right? Like, they heavy. That Rick Nice is heavy.
Yeah, like that.
That's Future Boy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, a lot of people, everybody know Nice because Nice is the forefront, and I don't take nothing away from Nice because Nice is a monster. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, like, Nice showed me a lot of different shit, and Nice put me in situations. Like, even we shot the Diamonds video, A Boogie, Young Scooter, and Don Q video. They took me up to New York. Like, I'm saying, I was shooting behind the scenes. Like, I ain't do nothing for the video and none of that shit, but I was shooting behind the scenes and all that shit. So, like, that's just a heavy opportunity for me. Like, just for me to start shooting videos. Like, I appreciate that. Like, it's for that shit. Initially, like I said, Doe was shooting my videos, and Doe is a central part of everything. Like I said, that's not taking nothing away from Nice, because like I said, Nice and Boston, but Doe, that nigga is a fucking machine. Because like I said, the nigga used to shoot my videos, and it was everything. Like, I ain't need to call that nigga and ask him when nothing's dropping. I ain't need to tell him how to do nothing. To make my dreams come to life. But any music video I wanted to shoot with him. So,
right.
I came to a point where it was like, alright, I got some a little bit. I want to grab me a camera. I want to cut out a little bit of money that I'm spending. Like, if I can do this shit myself, I'm getting like, bro, I can cut out the people that I really give money to. Like, if I can do something myself, cool. But if certain shit, I'ma still use him for the shit that I need to use. Then that turned into me really getting so deep into shooting videos that it's like, bro, I love that shit.
All
right. I love being able to make somebody look at my work and be like, yo, this shit is like, I didn't even know you got this shot. I didn't I ain't even know you were shooting this.
That's a six.
Like, yeah, bro, that shit a different type of high. And I smoke weed all day long. I don't do none of it. Goofy side tooth missing nigga shit that them niggas be already doing. I smoke weed and drink anything. That shit is a different type of high, bro, for a motherfucker. Especially because like, I shoot a lot of different shit. It's not just video. Just basketball. I shoot basketball highlights.
So
I shot a lot of huge videos.
So elaborate on that. You shoot a lot of videos. Like, you do
You do like writing videos and photo shoots and all that.
Yo, you hear everything in the background, yo. He bro, got a.
I'm about to
branch off by himself.
Can't hear him, Mark.
No, it's like look, you hear everything in the background though.
I'm about to That's the only thing about the clean feed, John. That should be catching everything.
Yeah.
Oh, you can hear it. It's clear now.
You can hear me now?
Yeah.
So, like, what was you talking about? My bad.
We was talking about you filming SOPs.
Oh, yeah. Like, so, I just shoot a lot of different films. Like, I shoot commercials. I shoot documentaries. I shoot photo shoots. Whatever pays the bills, like as long as it don't compromise my integrity for something,
right.
Like I'm a shoot.
Is there anything notable? Is there anything that you did that's notable?
Young boy Diamond Street King he just signed with me. I shot a lot of his first videos. Like a lot of people don't know. A lot of people don't know he signed with me.
Yep.
A lot of people be grinding me up and be saying he don't sign a lot. Don't fuck with niggas from the city, but he been fucking with King for a minute, and I can definitely vouch for that.
Yeah, he young as shit on that video on your feed. Young.
Yeah, like the nigga ain't. If you see him now, he got his dreads rolling and all that shit. Like, you see him when I was shooting his videos, that nigga had none of that shit. So, shout out to him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Giving me that opportunity to shoot some shit for him. It wasn't even nothing. Like, I knew anything was going to be none of that. So, I appreciate that nigga for giving me that, putting me that platform and letting me do that. And I shot a lot of dope videos for King. Like, I got, like, probably 3 or 4 videos. Shot the Usain Bolt video. I can't even name them. But the Usain Bolt video, that's one of my kid's most notable videos and shit. So if he doesn't put that up, Diamond Street, Usain Bolt, shot by affiliated films.
You did Wink, SMS Wink, Jones.
Yeah, I did a lot of Wink videos. That's my fucking guy, man. I move around, bro. I move all around the city, and if you ask any of them niggas, I come and shoot their videos. You know, a lot of people go to video shoots. It be a cameraman, somebody holding this, somebody holding that. You know, I tell you, I pull up to that video shoot by myself, solo, get that shit done.
Bro. All right. You did LGP Kwai?
Yes, sir. I did his one of his. You know, what's crazy is I did Kwai shit before he transitioned into doing that, like, positivity shit. And I fuck with Kwai, though, like, you know what I'm saying? He trying to spread positivity to the youth and all that shit like that. So I fuck with what he be doing.
I'm seeing that, bud.
I fuck with that. I shot his joints. I think it's called Walk. He got the busted movie burn and bull and that joint and all that. He walking all down with the hot man. Walking down with the German 10 lab and shit like that.
What happened? You still there?
Yeah, it's definitely one of my notable Johns like that.
Yo, y'all ready to get into these topics, yo?
Yeah, man, let's get into it, man. Like, I don't want to make this whole podcast about me.
Let's
get into it, man. But I appreciate y'all, fam. Let me say that before we get into anything else, man. Black, I appreciate you. I appreciate y'all, man, for having me out here on this platform, man. I appreciate every podcast and platform that everybody put me on. Like I said, this is probably like my 4th or 5th podcast doing it. But I always appreciate everybody trying, you know what I'm saying, distribute my platform and help me work the shit out. I appreciate all y'all, man. Definitely.
No, you already know.
For sure, mm-hmm. For sure. Hey, Chubb, you want it,
Chubb driving somewhere.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I heard him get on the joint, sound like he was on 76.
Hey, Chubb.
Yo, y'all hear me?
Yeah, listen, Chubb.
Yeah. He was. I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to ask questions, but I don't know.
That was a 7. But listen, Chubb, he was telling us about the his video history. Tell us about your video history.
Oh, you shoot video? You shoot videos too, bro? Okay.
No.
He talking about some different videos.
Oh,
man. You shoot X videos.
Oh, man. That was a long time ago. But I was basically wanted to say, you know, tell the people, what else can they, you know, what else can you do for them besides, like, you know, shooting, you know, videos and anything? Like, I don't know if y'all elaborate that on anything like that. Just, you know, show them the extra besides videos. What else do you do? Maybe you can catch somebody that's not rapping, but you know, what you do for professional.
Oh, like weddings and stuff, you saying?
Yeah, like weddings.
Yeah.
You did mention something like highlights, like something else that you can do that, you know, maybe someone that listens don't rap, but something else they can use you.
Oh, okay. I mean, I do, like I said, any type of video as far as promotion wise, you want to go like professional business, you want to promote your clothing brand, you want to promote, like, if you're a trainer, if you got anything, if you're a plumber, you want to promote you doing plumbing, and you want me to come, it don't matter what it is, bro. I'm multifaceted. Yeah, I can accommodate all your needs as far as multimedia goes. Wise, I'm not gonna tell you I can't work it out for you.
That's what Chubb used to film plumbers.
Oh man!
All right, bet.
I heard the hub only got Ebony Jones on trying to Black Power and all.
Oh
that,
yeah, I seen that.
I heard that, but I'm saying I don't know if you got any. I don't know if you got any impact on that, brethren. But power to you.
He got a few films up there.
Power to you, brethren.
All right, we about to get into these. Before we get into these topics, I want to, like, basically this show going to be, like, I just want to pass the ball to a couple of people. Like, we're going to shout out a couple businesses after, like, every other topic. I'm going to set it off. I'm going to shout out to, shout out to the Elegance Beauty Bar. That's at Elegance_Beauty_Bar 205. Hairstylist, hair, lashes, and she got the lip gloss coming soon. And I'm gonna shout out Stay Fly, Always Mobile, Mobile Detailing, 267-516-1364. Cars, SUVs, tow trucks, it don't even matter. E, what you got?
You got my drums.
All right, you want me to shout them up?
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Oh, you on the phone? Hold on.
You want me to do my job?
Go ahead.
Man, you know me, it's like this Deuce, man. I ain't gonna worry about my personal page, but you know, you can follow me on Twitter at Y'all Really Weird. That's definitely my Twitter page, because niggas keep getting my page deleted, so yeah, definitely Really Weird. Y'all, YALL, Really Weird. It ain't nothing special to it. And but no, if you want to get with me on some business, you know, aspect of it, follow me on at Affiliated Films. Like I said before, APHILLYATED Films, FILMAMS. You know, just get with me, man. Just follow me, get with me. You know, we can get busy, get some work done, man. I work with people's budgets. I ain't got no set prices. Like, you know what I'm saying? I do work with people. Like, I don't have nothing to discourage nobody. Like, you can't spend money with me. Like, I try to accommodate everybody.
Say no more. I know what I can do. I'm going to shout out.
And I got, you know, my Block clothing brand, man. We about to get rolling with it, man. I've been posting it to Stay Thorough Jones, man. I'm going to definitely post them Jones when we start posting the podcast and all that. I'm going to definitely shout that John out. We just starting getting everything started, but the hoodies and the merchandise is definitely
you gotta send it to me.
Yeah, man, definitely Black. We definitely got Jones for you. We got hoodies for everybody. Hoodies, shirts, and all that. Stay Thorough Jones. Niggas going to respect them, man. It say Stay Thorough on them. And it got a definition on it. It say a meaning, a real one, truthful, solid, and upstanding, man. Like, you want... Right. Niggas gonna rock with it, man. If you gonna stay thorough out here, man, you might as well cop some Stay Thorough shit, man. So, sure.
All right. Shout out to this somebody. Hey, this somebody want to get on here. Shout out to Count Clothing. You can follow them at Count 103. And shout out to Tight Whips. You can follow them at Tight Whips Detailing. on Instagram. All right, so let's get into this topic, right? The importance of your family and friends supporting your craft and your business. Who wants to set it off?
I mean, I'll set it off.
But
so initially, like me doing rap, like I was saying, like my mom and all that, like at first it was like doing music. But once my mom actually heard me do some records and all that, she was supportive of it. And then once she seen me transition into doing the shooting videos aspect of it, she's always been supportive of my creative things, like anything that I really do and want to take serious. Like, I play ball. My mom was at every game. Like, you know what I'm saying? I can draw my ass off. My mom was supportive of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't really complain about my folks being supportive. Like, my block always supported me when I wanted to get some work done or whatever, when it came to shooting videos or, ooh, here comes the law.
This nigga live from the block.
Live from the block, man. Ain't nothing, man. Be out here. But I ain't worried about them.
Go ahead. Hey, where you at?
Y'all still shouting out the people y'all mess with?
Go ahead, you got one?
Yeah,
I'm here. One. Hey, Mark.
Up? Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was making sure Chubb and Mar were still on.
Yeah, I'm still on there. It's just picture color. But yeah, I shout out my man, Steve Belly. He got his own construction business and all that. It's called Grits Enterprise. If y'all want to go on there, it's Grits. Let me see. It's Grit, not Grit. GRITZ. The Enterprise, and he popped right up. He got all his work he's done. A lot of that boring y'all see, and he paid the big part of that. A lot of the businesses were hitting him up to board up their business, Brooks and Co. Factories, Nike, the whole Gallery Mall. But, you know, he trying to push out here. So any type of needs, anything dealing with the house from the top to the bottom, he could definitely take care of y'all.
Right. Okay.
Mar, where you at?
I'm right here.
You got one?
Yeah, my homie, he don't really, he not on the gram or nothing like that. He kind of, like, promote his young. It's called Real Cool Wellness. What is it called? Real Cool Wellness, that's the home healthy. He got his own home healthy company. Most of his shit is, like, plastered on, like, billboards or... He got his little office where he be putting up flyers and stuff like that. He really not on social media with it.
What's it called?
You know, World Coat Wellness.
All right.
Yeah. You know, shout out to all the black-owned businesses, man.
Right. So, all right. So, what I say about, like, the importance of, like, family and friends supporting your business is... just to make sure anybody listening to this, man, support your friends and your family that's doing any craft or business. Support them at full price, man. No way around it. Stop looking for the discount. Stop looking for the lookout, man. Make sure you support your folks at full price, man. And support them without them asking you and begging you and all that, man. Do it out of love, man. Seriously. All right, so this next joint. All right, so this relate to us. Like, speak on how you can use social media to utilize it, like, correctly to get your business out there.
Right now is the perfect time, bro. You gotta, especially, like, right now, I really want to reinvent towards accommodating businesses that are, like, you know, really hands-on and that really focus on interact close touch interactions, trying to make videos for those type of people right now. This is going to be a crazy market for that coming up, especially after this pandemic, because people are going to want to know how businesses are accommodating the need of social distancing, even after it's over. Mm-hmm. Like people are, you got regular people that are just going to be like, all right, fuck it, I'm in here. But then you're going to have those people that are still skeptical and are still timid about going into these businesses until they see, like, all right, this is how we sanitize and this is how we
We make sure that our customers know that we are a clean business. We're upstanding. We're an essential business that we make sure everything is the way it's supposed to be. So I wanna really start accommodating those needs for people at this point, like, because it's going to really be a nice market for that. That's really an untapped market that people ain't really thinking about. And my man Wes shoot videos. He's more so like he shoot like models and like different abstract shoots and stuff. He don't shoot like typical music videos. He gets into that if the money right, but he shoots different types of things, and his mind is a little bit different. Like, so shout out my man. You can go check him out on Instagram, The Real Wesley Carter. Right. He real dope. He's real intricate and real deep, and he gets into different topics, opposed not just shooting videos. Like, he's real hands-on with a lot of different things. So he definitely somebody, if you like a tastemaker, if you somebody that you like different content, you like seeing different types of things opposed to just a, you know, regular Philly ghetto shit. He's somebody you would like to follow. So, yeah, and he put me on to that. Like, that is definitely going to be a real untapped market for that because people aren't thinking about that.
Right.
Like, people aren't thinking about how they're going to produce the content to show that they can bring business back into their businesses. Because a lot of people lost a lot of money. Like, bro, I can honestly say, bro, I probably lost like 30 grand. Not saying that I lost that specifically out of my pocket, but I could have made 30 grand at this point in this season because it's prime time for proms, graduation.
Yeah.
It's getting nice outside, so people want to shoot music videos. Businesses want to shoot their nice outside, just fresh out new content for their clothes or their hairlines or whatever they got, like pool parties, like all that, bro. I could have made probably more than 30 grand. I'm just leaving it at 30 grand. Like, that's just at least. So this pandemic definitely, you know, hit me with a joint. Like, it definitely hit me with a Apollo Creed joint. I'm saying I'm about to get back up on my Rocky Balboa and fuck him up again, but it's cool.
Yeah, but I mean, and also too, you know, social media right now is a platform where it's free advertisement.
Yeah,
and advertisement is
you gotta push yourself.
You need a budget. You know what I mean? You need a budget for everything. Any business, you can't just always just move off of word of mouth. You need some type of budget, anything for advertisement. To get you out there, get you in the newspaper, on Google, web search. You need a budget for that, and it's free advertisement. So it's definitely a need for sure, right. Especially with someone trying to push theyself.
Right.
Like, it's definitely a need for it, for sure.
Yeah, like social media, it just helps you reach it give you a farther reach. Like, you could be in Philly and reach people all the way across the country or across the world with your social media.
Shout out to Canada, too.
Yeah, man. I shout out to everyone. Because it was motherfuckers protesting in all 50 states. So shout out to every fucking.
Yeah, we got listeners in Canada. We going to tap in. Hey, yo, matter of fact, if you listen to this and you're in Canada, DM us so we can talk about some Canadian shit.
Hey, Bear, ain't nothing, Bear.
Hey, you want to get into some more shout-outs?
Yeah.
All right, let me see who I got. Shout-out to Hustle Sport 24/7. I just realized that he specialized in, and I should have been through this, like, sportswear. He's taking that
unarmored cord. I remember when he first made it, I rapped with him.
So shout-out. We got the website, www.hustlesports247.com. He got the store on 4330 Frankfort Avenue. And also in that store, shout out to Exquisite House of Fashion @_exquisite_house_of_fashion. They killing me with these underscores. And shout out to High End from down north @HE Bear Company. That's my man G's and Olam. And they, what's dope about them, they got like a members only program where you get like a card and you get like exclusive pieces from them, and they really, it's really dope like that. Like they giving out one-on-one pieces.
That's a mean marketing scheme.
Yeah.
Were they selling clothes?
Yeah, but like they'll your members only. Like you'll get like a piece, like just for you, like just your size, and that'll be your design. Like they only made that joint once. Like that's
dope. That's dope.
Yeah. Who else got it? Who else got somebody else they want?
I shout out one of my homies. He it ain't like. You know, he's still trying to get it off the ground, but it's rolling. Not as he just started maybe like a month ago. My man Keith is K&K Trucking.
Okay.
I'm not sure if he's on social media yet, but just salute to him for even, you know, taking that first step.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because a lot of people procrastinate, you know how that go.
Yeah, Chubb, where you at? Chubb left up. I don't hear the highway no more.
He's still here.
He probably. Chuck. Hey, you got. Should I shout out some more?
Yeah.
All right, bet. Who else you got on there? I think you just shouted out this one. Shout out Love is Power. That's a clothing brand. At Love underscore is underscore power underscore brand. Shout out to DJ West Nile. Frankfurt Zone at West Nile FBA.
Yo, my fault, Black. No, some people keep calling my phone. It's kicking me out. Now, what you were saying?
I was saying you got any other shout-outs while we doing this.
Oh, no, I don't got no more shout-out.
I got you. Yo, E, what's this WH to Love? Is it Who to Love?
No, What Happened to Love. That's
What Happened to Love. All right, yeah. Shout-out to Lane, my friend, for that. You can follow him at WH, the number two, Love. And shout out to Jazzy with Jazzy Sweet Treats. All right, so let's get into the next topic. You put failure in business and not quitting. You can set it off and speak on that.
Basically, like, when you in business, a lot of times shit don't go your way the first time. But some people quit.
Yeah.
I just had a brain fart. My fault. I'm tired of shit, man. No, but like when you got business, like some people quit and they don't reach their full potential. So they feel as though like a failure means it's not for them instead of them keep going.
Yeah.
If you get what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, for sure.
The lesson learned.
That second lap.
Yeah, and that also got to do with like who around you. What cough you cut from? Because a lot of people, man, let's say they go all in, they spend their last dime on something and it don't go work. It could have took them 8 years to save up money to do something, and that shit flopped. And in their mind, they don't got another 8 years to spend, so they just going to say, "Fuck it, I'ma just do that." There's also a lot of people. You got a lot of people who you remember. Let's say your girl or something. You need somebody to motivate her. You need somebody that's going to, you know, up plus you, not do the same, keep you level. Y'all need to one up each other.
Or sometimes all it takes is you doing your research. Because like you said, you saved up for 8 years and you lost your money that fast. You might not even have to put money up. You just got to do your research.
That too.
Yeah.
There's
one quality, if you want to be successful, that you got to develop, and that's resilience. Yeah. No matter what, you keep going. If something can break you that easy, then it wasn't meant for you to obtain. That's how I feel.
Not worth having come easy.
Yeah, it's true.
I think even
man, that hit hard. That hit home. Nothing come. What'd you just say, E?
Not worth having come easy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's why I can't fuck with you like that, Chuck, because you married. I was about to say, that's why none of your relationships wasn't ever shit. But you married, I can't even joke with you like that, man.
No, I just think as far as that, it's like even with this, like this took a little minute, you know what I'm saying? And we had our bumps in the road. But you just gotta stick with it, man. I think the difference between that's like if it's 100 podcasts out there, I think the difference, what's going to separate you from them other 99 podcasts at the end of the day is just your passion. You know what I'm saying?
You just gotta keep working, bro, because this a million videos. Like, I ain't out. You don't see affiliated films out here on everybody's videos. Like, it's a lot of niggas that's out here shooting. This motherfucker that's doing their damn thing out here. It's Dev, it's Chop.
That's a good camera.
It's Doe and Nice, K Cinema, Marlissa. It's a lot of motherfuckers. This motherfucker got out there. Forte Official. Like, it's a lot of.
What's that girl name? What's the girl name?
Marlissa.
Yeah, Marlissa. She tough.
She nice, man.
We're going to have to get you. We're going to have to get you on our drum.
Marlissa been watching my shit for a minute. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I fuck with Marlissa. Definitely nice, and she's worked.
Like even the trailers, when I seen the trailers, I said, what the, like the trailers do that little shot shit before it start. Like, yeah, I fuck with her.
She is busy, man.
Yeah, shout out to her.
Yo, we gonna have to let him film our drone when we write our song. You know, we got an R&B group, right?
Get the fuck out
of here. Oh, shit. Y'all niggas gonna be out here trying to make niggas sprinkle the rain on y'all.
We got motherfucking R&B groups.
I'm telling y'all now. First one of y'all niggas that rip y'all fucking white feet like y'all Hulk Hogan. The camera.
No. I'm
not giving y'all deposit back.
No. No, because what's the,
That's not cool.
Y'all got any, Hey, E, what was this question? Accept the help from people less successful than you. Speak on that.
Basically, like, let's say...
Yo,
let's say Deuce...
That's crazy that you said my name. Can I touch on that?
Please. Yeah, go ahead.
So, me on a daily basis, bro, I don't do different. Smoke weed, I be on my block, or I be in the crib editing videos, or I walk my dogs, like, but on a regular basis, like, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers see me around. So, I was walking down my block today, and my neighbors, like, you know what I'm saying, I noticed they be on a camera, Joan, and all that, and doing different things with their camera, so, I stopped and talked to them. He was like, yo, you should... I was like, you shoot videos or you do music? He was like, yeah, bro, I've been meaning to holler at you. And he was like, I don't know how to do this. So I sat down, like I said, I never had a conversation. It's my neighbor's cool. Like, he's been there plenty of times, seen me plenty of times, but he never had a conversation. I literally sat down with him for probably about 2 hours. He told me he had the program that I edited. So it was simple for me to sit there and break down shit to him. He don't really know certain shit, so it was dope for me to try to teach him shit. And I was watching him just sitting there, record shit, and you know what I'm saying, type shit in his phone and all that. Matter of fact, let me shout him out. Oh, I'm gonna go to my business. And y'all can still hear me while I go to Yeah. I'm gonna show his business Instagram.
Yeah, go ahead.
At Spike Low 29. Spike SPIKELO 29. And shout out to him, man.
Hey, Deuce.
Yo.
No homo speaking to the mic because we can't hear you.
Oh, my bad, man. You want me to say it again?
No, go ahead. You can keep rolling.
Oh, all right, yeah. So, shout out to him, man, because I sat there with him for about a good 2 hours and just broke that shit down to him and just showed him different shit, just taught him different shit in the way that he was like, damn, bro, that the way you explain that shit to me, that's exactly how somebody tried to tell me it, but they was trying to tell me too much different shit. So I broke it down to him in layman's terms. Like, you know how certain shit, like, you could tell a nigga something, you try to give him the whole mechanical operation way of it and be like, man, what the fuck are you talking about? But you tell a regular nigga, like, yo, bro, you use this John, and then you use that John, and put that John into that John. He just wrote the shit down, and I watched him, and the way that nigga eyes lit up, bro, that shit made my day. Like, I ain't had to do that. Like, it just made my day to make somebody else feel like, damn, bro, I got somebody. He been texting me all day, just asking me a little bit of shit and just asking me different shit. And he bought a new computer today.
just off the knowledge that I gave him. So that really touched my heart. To really be able to get at somebody, man, that was something I didn't expect to wake up to today. So that really made me feel good.
That's for sure. Go ahead, E, what was you about to get into?
All right, so basically, like I was saying, like say how Deuce do filming, right? But I might have ideas in filming. I might not be a professional or whatever, but he might be, well, not him, but like let's say a person like him might be on a type time like, well, where your blueprint and where your paper trail at that you actually did this type of work? I ain't listening to you, no, because somebody not majoring in it don't mean that they don't know what they're doing.
But see, my thing is, bro, I don't never look at nobody like that because it's an art. Art perspective based, bro. It's no such thing as the perfect way to edit videos. And that's the thing that my man Doe taught me. Like, a lot of the shit that if people watch my videos, I would never say that nigga ain't teach me, because he taught me a lot of shit that advanced me. Because I was going to school. I went to school for like 2.5 semesters, and I did like a documentary for somebody, and they told me that I needed to slow down and fell back because they was trying to keep me with the curriculum for real. My man was just, I can't learn with the demo disc, bro. Don't try to spoon feed me knowledge and expect me to be satisfied with that. I don't sleep a lot. So it's like I be up on a computer, I be up all night on YouTube watching tutorials and shit like that. Like people think I just be up on the internet tweeting because I play a lot and all that shit. Like, oh, I be up all night, bro, watching shit and trying to perfect my brand and trying to revamp my brand and trying to accommodate what's going on to the times of now. So I'm not playing, man. I'm really about to take this shit up to another level when everything really get back to really fully operating.
Which is soon. Yeah. And that's soon, too.
And it's real soon, bro. I'm going to step all the way on the gas. Because I've been stepping on the gas with this shit going on. I ain't out here suffering. Hear me?
Right. Right.
Minus the bullshit. Life's great, bro.
Hey, Marcha, what's y'all take on it?
I mean,
I think he just dropped.
I think Chubb got cut off.
What was the question again?
Accepting help from people less successful than you.
You got to, man, because...
Hey, I mean, you can always learn from somebody.
Like I said...
You never know what you can learn from somebody.
My man gave me that opportunity to shoot they behind the scenes for this. They didn't have to do that shit for me. I was shooting for professional... Like I said, we were shooting for Don Q, A Boogie, and Young Scooter. These are signed artists.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I did some of the background footage for the Too Much Sauce video. Like, when I ain't shoot like all the scenes with Uzi and Future and all that shit when they was down in Atlanta. But if you watch the Too Much Sauce video, it scenes where it's chicks in the warehouse, like, you know what I'm saying, with smoke machines and all that shit. We shot that in Philly. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate those guys for giving me that opportunity, because I was less fortunate at that point. I had just got a camera. I didn't have no direction or nothing that I wanted to specifically do. Like, but they put me in a position to do what I needed to do. So I can't never say you don't help people less fortunate than you, because, man, that's how you get your blessing, man. Karma, motherfucker. I don't care what nobody say. Karma is a motherfucker. I don't believe in too much of that other goofy shit. I don't believe. I ain't an astrology boy. Like, listen, man, because chicks be like, what sign is you? Like, I don't give a fuck about my sign. Man, that shit don't mean nothing. The day I was born, the time and all that shit, that if that stopped you from loving me, since you got a mental illness. my girl, real rap, my girl not worried about that. My girl don't give a fuck about my sign. Like, she don't give a fuck about who I am, like, what time I was born, all that shit. She fuck with me for who I am.
All right, so before we fuck around with these last three topics, because You had one last topic. Are you in business for profit or popularity? Speak on that.
And what? How that work?
I don't give a fuck about being famous, man. That's why I don't care about rapping, bro. I don't care about that's why I don't care about doing music no more like that. Like I said, I started shooting videos to cut out the people that I wanted to give money to.
Hey, Black.
When I was shooting videos and doing my music, but me learning that I can still live the same type of life. Like, you know what I'm saying? I can go on tour with a rapper. I can be with somebody. A company can give me a contract to come to fucking, like, people fly me out to Houston. I flew out to Houston to shoot with somebody. I just can't, bro. I literally just
Yeah, you keep jumping out there. Yesterday. Yeah.
Like, you see me, bro. I jump in and out. Bro, if that paper right, I'm out.
Yeah.
If that paper right, I'm out, bro. And is that some, what's crazy is, bro, I just went to D.C. 3 days ago. What's today? Today is Tuesday. I went to D.C. on Saturday. My man called me Friday night, said, bro, can you come to D.C.? I said, when? He said, shit, this weekend. I'm like, what, tomorrow? He's like, oh, yeah, come tomorrow. I was out D.C. the next day, bro.
So, hey, Black.
Go ahead.
Before we jump on that next show, I want to hear Chubb input.
Well, yeah, go ahead, Chubb.
On that, y'all talking about, like, getting advice?
Which one are you talking about, eh?
The expected help from people less successful. Yeah, that joint.
Go ahead.
Help coming all foreign ways. I don't think you should. I think you'll be naive or... naive just to look at it that way, because help can come any different ways, and your perspective in life is not always, you know, I get not can't gear to someone else. I mean, I say take it from whatever way you get it. Somebody's right. Telling you, if they tell you, they ain't trying. I take it.
Come
sometime.
On, yeah. I knew he
when
was.
Somebody talking to you.
He's trying to keep talking.
Yeah. But somebody, you get those, and that's another thing. You don't know when somebody's genuine because they think they know what they're talking about and they just trying to give you a little bit of game or how
because
their experience. And then you got other people that just, they think they know it all.
You never going to know. You never going to know who's genuine to a genuine moment. Come down to it, bro. Like I said, like it's certain situations where you can separate a motherfucker from who is like who genuinely mean what they say and they genuinely out for your best interest, and a motherfucker who just like, man, I'm just trying to tell you something because I think I know better than you know.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to talk down to you. Like you can't talk down to me in a lot of aspects of it. And I be telling motherfuckers that shit a lot on Twitter. Like, a lot of people play with me on the internet. Like, you know what I'm saying? I play a lot and I joke a lot. But when it comes down to serious topics, I be knowing what the fuck I'm talking about. Like, you know what I'm saying? With certain situations, like, I was trying to tell somebody, like, they was trying to understand how Donald Trump won the election versus Hillary Clinton when he didn't win the popular votes. And I'm explaining to them, like, bro, you got to understand how electoral college works. Before you understand anything, you gotta understand how Al Gore lost the election before you try to talk about how Hillary Clinton lost the election. Al Gore was supposed to be our president, not George Bush. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I be on that type of time. Like people talk to me and be thinking because I play all the time. Yeah, bro. I ain't no stupid nigga, bro. I went to college. Like, you know what I'm saying? I graduated high school 2008 at 17. I was in college at 17 before I turned 18 in October. I was in college already. Like, so, like, I ain't no stupid nigga. Like, I read. My vocabulary is very, very extensive. Like, it ain't just me joking around and playing around and none of that goofy shit. Like, it's deeper than that. Like, right. You know, I joke around because that's what Twitter for. Totally. Like but when it come down to that business time and when it come down to crunch time, I get busy.
Right.
So
I ain't, hey, yo, like I
Minus the bull, like it come back to it every time. Man. Minus the bullshit, you hear me?
Life is fucking great.
I ain't complaining, man. We started cooking out at 3 o'clock.
And y'all rolling. We at the cookout too. I feel like we live at the joint.
Hey, yo, hey, man, I wish y'all was out here, man, so y'all could take some shots and we could have recorded this shit out here live, man. Did some shit like we was out here in Drink Champs.
Hey, E, you want to shout out some more before we get to these last couple topics?
No.
Sammy, you out?
Yeah, go ahead. I forgot one off the list. I want to shout out my man Wine with the Wine Preserve Clothing.
All right, what's his ad and about all that?
Wine 5, WAN, the number 5, IVA.
All right, yeah, I remember who that is. Damn, I got a couple more. I wanted to shout out Young Primo. I'm trying to probably get him back on here probably next week or something. Shout out to my folks, Big Trills. He got a song out, Heartless, on all platforms.
Yeah, man, shout out. I was saying, man, tell all the murders, man.
We're gonna pass the ball. And my last two podcasts is
And I wanna come film y'all live podcast.
Once shit
get really rolling, man. I want shit to get really rolling from us putting that work in, man. Shit get really rolling, man. Let's put that work in, man. We can make it happen. Like I was telling y'all earlier. I'm not black. You know me, bro. I'm a regular nigga, man.
Right.
Let's put the work in. If that shit come to equate to something later on, man, we work that shit out later on. You know how that shit go with me, bro. So, like, we make that shit work. Let's make some paper. Like, let's man it. Like I said, this is the perfect time, man. Like, we really got to do this shit. I want y'all to really, like, if y'all don't got it done yet, get y'all corporate LLCs, man. Get y'all EIN numbers rolling. Get y'all corporate credit rolling. And I'm saying, use some corporate credit cards, bro. It ain't nothing. Nobody can tell you. If that corporate credit is right, because corporate credit is so much easier to manifest than personal credit. Because personal credit goes 0 to like 8 something or shit like that, right?
Yeah.
Business credit goes 0 to 100, bro. It's so easy to manifest your business credit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I want people to understand that. This for anybody listening to this podcast, if you got a business, it's so easy to make yourself the bag right at this point right now. This is not back in the day where you got to fill out applications if you want to get a job. Everything is fucking on the computer. Everything is online. YouTube is your friend. Google is your friend. If you want to learn something, man, that shit is all public knowledge, man. Stop using these smartphones to do dumb shit.
Right.
And I do a lot of dumb shit. But I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't just use my smartphone for dumb shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I research, man. When I'm up on Twitter at night, like, you know what I'm saying? You might see me up on Twitter at night at 3-4 o'clock in the morning. That don't mean I ain't up on the computer. I fuck around. If I'm tweeting, that fuck around me and I just got off the computer getting some work done and looking at something and I'm waiting for the shit to render and export so I can see how it looks and so I can be like, God damn, I'm a monster. Ooh. That's right, how you gotta get that work done.
I wanna get into this last.
That was crazy. That's how you gotta get that work done.
Listen, y'all. We about to get into this sports topic. I'm gonna ask y'all something.
Lake Show and 5 over whoever.
Yo. Listen, I'm not. It's a 2-part question. Who do y'all like to win a chip in the NBA? And would it be an asterisk next to that championship because of COVID-19?
You ain't just do you want me to pull the tweet? Oh my God, niggas is lucky my page is deleted.
So you got the Lakers?
Lake Show in 5-6 max over whoever.
Who y'all got?
Anybody want bet? Anybody?
Lakers.
Anybody?
Lakers and Bucks.
Any
Lakers and Bucks?
Yeah, Lakers and Bucks.
We gonna put
Clippers and Clippers.
April Fools.
Yeah.
And I want people to understand I'm not a new. So I don't want people to be like, yeah, nigga, dude, talking about the Lakers because they got Bron. No. I'm a Lakers fan because I met Kobe at fucking All-Star Weekend when the Lakers was here in 2001 in Philly and shit like that. That you know, I'm a Lakers fan. Like, they was tweeting earlier, what's the hardest celebrity death? That Kobe shit. Fuck me,
they don't got the
Chubb. You said Clippers though?
Nah, I got the Clippers.
Listen,
I hear that, right?
But you your complete team is Paul George and Kawhi, right?
Listen,
they got a complete team.
Avery, who you?
They got Teron.
And they got Scrappy.
Avery, I mean, fucking Pat Beverly is a fucking whack. He is an over fucking glorified whack that was just. First of all, he just tweeted earlier how he was going to get his lick back on James. He just tweeted earlier how he was going to get his lick back on James Harden from crossing the shit out and damn near making him fall and making a 4-point play from damn near 34 feet off the fucking floor. How you going to get your lick back?
AI, listen, how AI are you cross Mike, that don't mean nothing.
No. Don't you dare compare Allen. First of all, Allen's birthday was yesterday. Don't you fucking dare compare Allen. Don't compare Chuck.
I can't hear shit.
To that. Don't compare that boy Chuck to Pat Bev. Don't do that.
Hell yeah.
Don't do that. I'm talking about Beverly.
No, he's
Pat
not doing
Beverly,
that.
Pat Beverly not going. Come on, he going to get his lick
no,
back.
No, I'm
Pat,
going off what you said. You
Pat,
said Pat Bev.
Pat, how are you?
You said Pat Bev tweeted. Pat Bev tweeted said he getting his lip back because of James Harden, right?
You all over the place.
That don't mean how many people that he strapped
all
up.
All over the place, dude.
He don't strap nobody up. He's a hack,
you
bro.
Tripping.
He a hack, bro. Who do he strap up? Who do he strap up
with?
NBA.
That's who y'all.
Who do he strap up with?
Everybody.
No, that's one of the players we were saying.
Who do Pat strap? He got a ring. He been in the league for quite some time with it. He been in the playoffs.
What are you talking about?
He got a ring.
Do Barkley got a ring?
Who do he strap up when it matter? When it matter, when the game is on the line, who did he strap up?
He make it hard for the other team superstar.
Making it hard and just because you make it hard and they still give you 37, don't mean you can strap them up, bro.
Yeah, but you gotta make
it. If a nigga give you 37, you can't say you strapped him.
Listen. When you say give you 37, did all 37 points come off of Pat Bev, or did they come off a game?
I'm not saying they all came off Pat Bev.
That's what I mean. He's guarding you, fucking with the way you play.
So tell me how
you feel. Yeah, he offers your game.
I'm going to counter you with this. Tell me how you feel about Westbrook game.
Ass.
He aggressive. What you mean?
He's a tough bum. He's a tough bum.
I'm going to ask you this. What position do Russell Westbrook play?
He's called him a tough bum.
What position does Russell Westbrook
play? He a highly skilled bum, yo.
What position does Russell Westbrook play?
Point guard, shooting guard.
No. He plays point guard. He's over here in Houston now. But his stats is very, very deceptive. Like, I'm not saying that he's just terrible. He's just a terrible basketball player all around. His stats very deceptive, bro.
Let me ask you what you mean by that. I'm gonna give you this prime example.
When he was playing for OKC, when he averaged that triple double, right? He averaged like, what, 10, almost 11 assists? It looks like he distributes the balls very, very well and exceptionally. But he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
His passing and his assists.
So listen, we're not in an era right now where nobody played two positions.
Hold on. Talking about the stats. I'm giving you the stats. His passing and...
And that's what I'm saying. Because you look at LeBron. LeBron's a small forward. But he's really a point guard.
But Brian passes the ball. If you're open, Brian.
So you can't go off of that.
Listen, I know, but if you're open, Brian is going to pass you the ball. Russell Westbrook, if Russell Westbrook has 12 assists a game, if he got 12 assists in the game, 7 to 8 of those assists are going to come from pick and roll to Steven Adams, or a situation where he got caught up in the air and Steven Adams is open and he dishing to the center. Just like when he got to fucking Houston, it was Clint Capella.
It don't matter how you get an assist, it's still an assist.
I'm not saying he's not a good floor general, though. No, I'm not saying it's not an assist, but I'm saying in certain situations, it be bailout situations. It be situations where he'll get an assist or he'll get a he be getting rebounds and be pushing his own teammates out the way. So it don't be like he's just working for certain Jones. It just be, he be like, get the fuck out the way. Like, he was snapping on the young boy Cameron.
That's his style of play, though. That's what I'm trying to get through.
But
every point guard today is not a John Stockton.
I'm not saying they have to be a John Stockton.
He has to come off the ball. Philly got a seven foot point guard.
And he has a seven foot point guard that can't shoot a fucking jump shot.
And
he has to come off the ball. That's just like if the Sixers still, the Sixers will win the chip if they still had Drew.
Yes, absolutely.
Because Drew is a monster. Drew don't get enough recognition because he plays for New Orleans and they don't come on TV and motherfuckers don't see him play. And Drew
play both ways.
If you want to talk about guards that play defense, fuck Pat Beverly, nigga. Give me Drew. Because Drew put the straps on. And Drew will come out and give you a quiet ass.
You heard me though, Deuce?
I think
people know from that New Orleans Portland series. I think people know that.
Because Drew ain't no slouch, bro. Drew not.
And he's a bucket.
So if the Sixers still had Drew to take Ben off the ball.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Take Ben off the ball for what? Ben is a great passer. It's just he can't shoot. He's scared to shoot the ball.
So what's going on in the playoffs? That's 7 games.
It's easy to guard somebody you know. The only person that got away with it was Rondo. What matters?
Fuck the regular season. Because Rondo had all-stars. And Rondo was so young and nobody knew who the fuck Rondo was and what Rondo could do.
Rondo still knew when to shoot the ball. Ben Rondo flaws, he don't shoot. If Ben shoots, that'll keep the defense honest.
Man, Rondo had games where he had 2 points, 17 rebounds, 11 assists, and 5 steals or some goofy shit. Rondo didn't care about scoring the ball.
Ben do the same exact thing, just without the point.
But hear me out. Ben will get to the middle of the paint, pick his dribble up, and then pass it all the way back out to
the court. Yeah, he's predictable. He don't keep the defense honest because he don't shoot.
If Ben's learning to shoot, that's cool, that's open up the floor. I was working down at the stadium. I was doing fucking the security shit down at the stadium when Toronto and the Sixers was going through the series, and I'm sitting there watching Ben in fucking warm-ups, shooting the jump shot all in warm-ups. Come to the game time, he's not doing it. He's not confident. So it's like,
it's mental.
He don't have to this time though. He got it because Boston exposed him.
Because in 7 games, bro, they gonna watch him. But, all right, make him. Just collapse down. If Embiid gonna hit the three, fuck it. Because Embiid shoot the three like he think he's Joel Curry. He get too wrapped up in his jump shot.
But that's the coach's fault.
Brown is a dickhead. So when I watch that in that series, like I said,
and he only get that three because he's the last person up the court.
Yeah, bro. Real shit.
Exactly, bro. That's because they don't do whatever. Man, them niggas better call Mark Jackson. Get Mark Jackson the job. But Mark Jackson,
I like Mark Jackson to this day.
But Mark Jackson ain't gonna get no job because he don't, you know, he don't like tambourine players. So that's, I don't want to get y'all podcast name. So I'm gonna say that.
No, no. So y'all, so it's coming down. It's coming. So who y'all like in the finals?
Lake. I mean, out the West, either the Clippers or the Lakers. Out the East, I think we all got Milwaukee.
Yeah, Milwaukee got my drone.
Out the East, I got Miami.
Wow. Yo, low key, low key.
And yo, I ain't gonna lie, Miami.
They was hooping before for the COVID shit.
But the thing is, now they had so much time to get those players back. Tyler Hero was hurt. And yo, niggas sleep on Tyler Hero. That's Devin Booker 2.0, bro.
When the season start back up, Jimmy Butler is out.
Listen, he out?
He out.
You heard Tyler Hero out,
but they got time with Iguodala.
I'm not talking about right now. I ain't talking about this year. I'm talking about the way. If you watch Tyler Hero game, bro, Tyler Hero, Devin Booker, 2.0.
I like Kendrick Nunn too.
Kendrick Nunn.
Look, I'm not gonna say. Matter of fact, I'm gonna take that back. I'm not gonna say Devin Booker 2.0. But he can play. He has that Devin, like, what you call, even Kyle Perry said. Kyle Perry said is one of the most advanced guards I've ever had, ever.
And
what was he doing? My man, I'm
no, he like a man. One slash two.
That's what I was talking about. Ass busted. I was talking this. That's crazy. My man out here about to break the leg. I'm doing a podcast, bro. It's crazy, my man, on the block with me right now. I'm talking about last year coming out of Kentucky. One of them got me.
So you like night? I don't know, bro.
No,
I just want to see it.
No, see now that's different. If Miami don't got Tyler Hero, Jimmy Butler, if they don't got all eight buckets, no, it's not there, bro.
Another team we can't sleep on too is Boston.
No, listen.
I hear you.
Before all this COVID shit, they didn't have them, and we were still hooping.
Oh, hey, Black.
Yeah.
You heard me? Black, before all this COVID shit, we didn't have them, and we were still hooping.
Whoop. I think y'all don't like Toronto to sneak back in it?
Fuck
nah.
No.
I mean, not
back in the chip, but I like them. They're going to be competitive against whoever they play.
They one of the 22 teams?
I think so.
Hell yeah.
So what's going on with them? I ain't hear nothing. So y'all talking it's something them and said.
They supposed to be doing a joint in Orlando, like eight teams to, I mean, not eight teams. They're going to do all 22 teams. They're going to play eight games or something, and that's going to
determine. Oh, they
going to
have a tournament?
Yeah, everybody's supposed to be doing it. Everybody not in it.
It's a lot of, like, Kyrie and Durant already said they not coming back.
No, I'm talking about teams. Every team's not in it.
That's what I'm saying. So it's a lot of teams that's pulling out because certain players is just like, man, we not about to fuck around with this shit. We just going to wait till shit get back right.
Y'all mad at Durant ain't want to come back. He could have shipped
I ain't mad at him, bro.
But then I thought about it. He fucked himself up with Golden State, too.
Boy, Boga.
I don't know where Bo went. I got it, bro.
They didn't make the cut. That's why them niggas said they wasn't coming back.
No, they in it. They one of the teams. Man.
We ain't about to leave all this shit. Bogan.
Yo, Jeremy, that's is one of the teams.
Girl around the corner in my crib, though.
Hey. Yeah, the Nets in there. The 22 team, mostly it's because they got to do the playoff race. It's the Pelicans. I think the Pelicans, the Blazers.
Is there any major teams that was playoff teams before this? COVID does not join them.
No, there's
a bunch of the bottom teams.
Yeah, everybody in. Even the Wizards in. The Wizards got to do the playoff race with the Magic. I didn't even know they was in the race.
Brad don't.
Them niggas no more, man.
Brad was out here scoring 40 a game, like the last six games before the fucking... Before the shit really stopped, man. That shit was sad. And they was losing. He had like 54 one game and they lost. 52 and they lost. I'm like, God.
He sold his soul, though.
That's just like
they
that.
What's crazy
is, bro, that's like the Devin about? Booker. Devin Booker scored that. Devin Booker scored what, like 70 or some shit? Yeah.
They was getting cooked that game too.
And they lost.
It's a couple player. He gotta get out of there. Devin Booker gotta get out of there.
So. Dev got no. Either Dev
he ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, you gotta be patient.
He feel. He feel just like what you call it. He feel. What's the old name? From the Portland.
Dame.
Yeah, he feel just like Dame.
Dame don't. They got win. They got playoff wins though. It's different.
World rap. They don't even get to the playoffs.
De'Aaron Fox got to get out of Sacramento.
No, it's a slow grind. Remember, they almost made the playoffs last year.
Who?
He building it. Sacramento almost made the playoffs last year.
That's because my man was there.
Who?
Man, Zach.
Wait, oh, he's still rocking with Z.
He got my man fucked up. He had 20. He was averaging like 23.
No, but in the set, the young team, they just gotta keep grinding.
I want to see them end up together though. I wouldn't be mad. Booker and Fox.
Yeah.
No, I can't wait though. Another reason KD probably don't come back because Kyrie was out. I forgot Kyrie tapped out for the season with the shoulder joint.
Yeah, it's just like you said. It's gonna be nobody gonna take this championship serious at all, man.
No, why though? That's what I'm saying. Depending on who win, ain't nobody. It's gonna be an answer again. Oh, this the COVID shit.
It is gonna be like that. I mean, no matter what you do, especially if LeBron win, that is definitely gonna be.
Oh yeah, and if he LeBron lose, win, it's gonna be the COVID.
LeBron
shit.
Can't win.
Yeah, if he wins, if he wins, it's the COVID shit. If he wins, the COVID shit.
And if he lose, he should. Why he didn't win?
Why he ain't winning?
And you talking about he had 4 months off. Drew knew why he didn't win. Like,
yeah, we already know how that. We already know how that play out. I like. I want to see Brian do it though. Just because I know how it's gonna play out. I know it's gonna be the COVID shit. I know it ain't gonna count. I already know how they gonna play it.
Nah, I don't want to see them win it.
Just like what happened when Philly won the Super Bowl.
Hello?
Yeah, what were they saying about... it was an asterisk next to that chip because Philly won the Super Bowl. What was it?
I don't know that.
What, 65? Oh, it's only an asterisk next to... oh, you talking about the first chip?
Well, Philly won their chip just not too long ago.
Hold on, let me make sure it wasn't these niggas going to bring this group.
It's just an asterisk next to Wentz.
Yeah, next to Wentz.
If anything...
No, that I'm thinking about the protest and shit, the Kaepernick shit. That's the only thing that was happening.
There was no protest.
I forgot. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But no, I think the chips still count, bro. We ain't gonna do that if Brian went.
What we say, you know what I mean? The fuck is that noise?
What's that?
Yeah, it was.
Somebody playing with a team?
Yeah. It seemed like. Yeah, but I mean, it is what it is. Like, Brian know what to expect.
Yeah. And they say they, I think they down there now. They on their way down there now to do like, they doing like a little mini training camp and shit.
I mean, I got a question. I don't know about what y'all saying. So, is the fans gonna be allowed to just join or not?
No fans.
No fans.
I heard. I think at sporting events, it's gonna be like that probably for like the next year.
Nah, there's no way. Because they losing money. There's no way they can.
But you gotta find some way to make that money back up, though.
But listen, they're not gonna lose money because they're gonna lose money from everybody watching. Think about the money they're gonna make from TV and live streaming. And all that
shit. Yeah, and all
of
that stuff.
They're going to have to read them deals, but them deals ain't...
Listen,
them deals is not performed.
They're going to have to redo it, but these motherfuckers, they got billions, they got trillions of dollars if they put it all together.
Dang, so, but they not going to sign up for no loss. They still got to pay them players them salaries.
They not going to sign up for no loss. But they're going to make so much money off live streaming, off making people subscribe to a whole NFL season on NFL Network.
And yeah, they will find some way around
it. How much money they going to make off NFL Network? Because people,
but they don't get money. The NFL teams don't get money off of network.
That's what I'm saying.
They pay the TV to get on there.
NFL TV was losing so much money just off of protesting Colin Kaepernick and all that. Like, they was losing a lot of black people's money and all that shit. And they was even losing white people money because it was players on there supporting it, and they was losing a lot of people. They was losing a lot of money. The NFL lost a lot of money. That's why they can't really afford to pay players. They can't really afford to pay the players. I mean, they can afford, but they don't want to.
I think the other players can probably watch.
It's the no fun league, man. It's the NFL, man. It's no fun league. You can't really do shit in the NFL.
You heard me, though? If they separated, I think the other players can watch on the NBA doing on the NBA game.
Yeah, but at the same time, like I said, at the same token, the NFL, they know that they're going to have to compensate for this, especially like with all the players trying to double bag and trying to act like they own a black. Like, did you see that little bullshit ass commercial where everybody's, all the players trying to act like they so supportive of Black Lives Matter? And they, y'all should have been supporting that.
At the end of the day, is really not realizing it.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's 70%. Football and basketball is 70% black.
Bro. Black, bro.
So they got to do it.
Why it's you, a why money you, thing.
Of course. You know what? That's what I'm saying. Nobody wants to try to lose money.
But my thing is this, bro. What is it just now realize, especially at this time now? Like, it's not back in the day no more. It's not fucking Jackie Robinson in the 42 movie. When black people, he the only black person in the league, and the umpires can call him niggers and all types of shit. Like, it's not that no more.
Says who?
The black people. It's more black people in the NFL and the NBA. There's damn near more black people, Hispanics, in the MLB than it is white people now.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah,
Spain is dominating baseball.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said black and Spanish.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Black and Hispanics are starting to really.
I mean to come at your food.
It's really starting to integrate into the baseball and the. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they all know that shit, man.
That's what I'm saying. You can't say you don't know that. I can understand if you're one of them black bulls, like if you're not black, but you're black. If you're all American bull, like the bull of all American, like school. Like if you're Spencer, like, all right, I get it. Even Spencer knew. It's all American. Like, shit. It go on here, weirdo, but, you know, it go on out here in the hood, and you know what's going on.
You know, listen, at the end of the day, they are part of the problem, man. And they
only thing they see is green.
They don't see black.
I'm not.
No, they don't understand that all this shit is about money, man.
It's
not hurting your profit to join Black Lives Matter. That's why everybody.
Yeah, I'm not one of those because
you got somebody like the president, so. So much of a dominant force say, oh, you protesting this, you protesting that, then they gotta back out what they see and then they feel in their heart.
Listen, yeah. I like the fact everybody is like getting our point across with the Black Lives Matter, but I don't feel like it's organic no more.
No, it stopped being organic.
It's money. Because hey, nigga, you seen it went organic when the 49ers dropped the statement.
I put the fucking on the video right in their tweet, like, man, shut up, bitch. I put the Ice Cube video right on there, like, y'all stall me out now.
Like,
y'all just so
you got white motherfuckers that feel offended if a black person don't post Black Lives Matter. I went to the market the other day. I went in the line. The bitch told me I had to get in the back of the line for it was self checkout. Told me that was the waiting line, right? So I waited in the line. 2 seconds later, the bitch gonna say, I can ring you up right here. But the white boy walked straight from the counter. He walked straight from the aisle and get rung right up. But you just told me I had to wait in line, right? So I pull out the parking lot, and all these white people out there protesting the Black Lives Matter. I wonder if I told them I just had experienced racial injustice, if they would have went in there and protested. Man, that shit's crazy, man. Yo.
Yeah, man. It is.
That's why that's why I said what I said last show. Black, your man tried to come for me. I had some shit for him, Black.
No, wait.
Come on, dog. I had some shit for him, dog.
No, I ain't want linger on that.
Like, I ain't want to keep going back to that. This ain't about to be the get off on each show.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yo, before we get out of here, anybody got any more shout outs they want to shout anybody out before we put this joint up?
I mean, not even just the people that's coming up. Shout out to all the black businesses. The ones that even been doing these things.
Shout out to Mario, y'all got any shout outs before we get up out of here?
No.
Like I said, not even just all the black businesses that been doing their thing in the city.
Hey, we gonna put everybody in, everybody we shout out, we gonna put them in the Insta story and let them know or whatever.
All right, cool.
AT, we
I appreciate y'all for having me.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Once we get back in the stew, we gonna run this joint back.
Fat. That's a fact.
Yeah.
What it's looking like, man?
Soon.
AT, where jersey at, T?
15th, we're open up.
When is it?
15th.
That's Monday. All day long, that's Monday.
Oh, we rolling next week.